True Love's Kiss by Infinite 8, read by Bree. This is a Teen Wolf fanfic. The only thing worse than being hit with a fairy tale curse, Styles decides, is when that curse is not entirely accurate to the stories. The pack all think he's sleeping. His eyes are closed, his body is unresponsive, and his breathing is slow and deep. It is, Styles admits, a reasonable assumption. Unfortunately for him, he is not asleep. His mind is wide awake, and while he can't see because his eyes are closed, all his other senses are working fine. Which means he can't do anything except lay on the couch and listen as the pack argues about whether or not it's even possible to wake him up. They identified the curse pretty quickly, and apparently there's two ways to break it. One, get the witch who cast it to help. Not an option, since she's already dead. Two, true love's kiss. The pack has been bickering for God knows how long about what that means and whether or not anyone qualifies. Styles could have gone, oh, forever, without hearing his friends debate how lovable he is. Fucking Beacon Hills. He's been back in town for 3 days. Look, I would love for this to work, Lydia says, voice sharp with impatience. But we all know it won't. Styles and I tried a relationship, and it didn't work for either of us. He's a good friend, but I'm not in love with him. It's true, but it still stings to hear it, especially in that tone of voice. Just kiss him so they'll stop suggesting it, Malia snaps. You were together for a while, why don't you try? Lydia shoots back. Fine. Moments later, soft lips press firmly against Styles' own. It's not a quick kiss, but nothing changes. Lydia sighs loudly. Styles knows it's her because he heard a lot of that sigh towards the end of their relationship. Fine, I'll try. Part of him wants it to work just to spite her. Given that, it's no surprise that it doesn't. There, see? What if he doesn't have a true love? Scott asks uncertainly. Will he just sleep forever? The spell wouldn't have worked if he didn't, Mason says. His confidence would be reassuring, except that Styles has no idea what he's talking about. No one has ever loved him with the sort of deep, devoted passion that true love implies. Lydia's the only one who ever even said the words. Has he mentioned seeing anyone? Corey asks. There's a long pause. I'm not sure? Scott says eventually, and Styles realizes that they must have all looked at him. You're not sure? Styles wants to yell. I must have bitched to you about the sorry state of my love life a dozen times. Weren't you listening? Styles has dated 3 women and 2 men in the past 2 years. Peter fills in calmly. None of them seriously. If I recall correctly, none of them even attempted to keep in touch after the relationships ended, which annoyed him considerably. How would you know that? It's a mark of how far they've come that Scott sounds confused rather than accusatory. Styles swears he can hear Peter's eye roll. Because I listen when he talks to me, McCall. Despite everything, Styles still feels a moment of warmth. Right from the beginning, Peter has made it clear that he values Styles. At first, that was scary as hell, but the more Peter developed into an ally, reluctant or otherwise, the more Styles enjoyed hearing it. These days, when he's feeling particularly shitty, he calls Peter and drops a self-deprecating remark just to hear the man say, "Don't let those idiots drag you down to their level. You're smarter than all of them put together." smarter or more attractive or stronger. Whatever Styles puts down, Peter lifts up again. Scott scoffs. If you know so much about what's going on in his life, why don't you figure out who his true love is? I don't need to figure it out, Peter says, voice light with amusement. I already know. The pack erupts into confused shouting. Styles would be shouting too, if he could. How the fuck could Peter know who his true love is? Unless... A warm hand cups his jaw gently. Lips brush his ear. I apologize, sweetheart, Peter murmurs into Styles' ear. The pack is still yelling, but Peter's words seem much louder. I intended for you to have a considerably more active role in our first kiss. The phantom touch of hot breath gives Styles a moment's warning before their mouths meet. The curse breaks the instant Peter's lips touch his. Styles knows it's the same instant because his breath catches in a way that hasn't been possible before. His breath catches, but Peter's kiss only grows firmer, and it's easy, so ridiculously easy, to kiss back. Styles brings his hands up and slides them into Peter's hair, parts his lips, and feels a hot rush of satisfaction when Peter doesn't hesitate to deepen the kiss. Styles sucks on Peter's tongue and resists the urge to smile at the low rumble that he can feel more than hear. Smiling would break the kiss, and God, he does not want it to end. Not anytime soon. Peter seems to be on the same page, teasing Styles' tongue back into his own mouth and returning the favor. Styles finds himself clenching his hands in Peter's hair, and the man moans. Apparently, he moans loudly enough to be heard over the shouting, because Liam yells, "Oh my God, get a room!" Reluctantly, Styles breaks the kiss. He opens his eyes and takes a minute to drink in the sight of Peter. Flushed, eyes wolf bright with arousal, hair in disarray, before pushing up off the couch and into a sitting position. Peter, who had leaned down to kiss him, doesn't pull back very far. Styles ends up almost in his lap. Not that he minds. He minds the way the entire pack is staring at the two of them, but it's better than the shouting. "When did this happen?" Lydia demands, gesturing at the two of them. "About 10 seconds ago," Styles says dryly. "I think she means the relationship," Scott ventures. Styles resists the urge to facepalm. "Yes, Scott, I know. So did I." Peter clears his throat to draw their attention. "I was waiting until Styles finished his degree." "Wait, waiting?" Styles turns to Peter and licks his lips nervously. Peter's gaze follows the movement. "Waiting? You wanted a normal college experience," Peter says simply. There's that warmth again, because what he wants is important to Peter. Important enough to wait. "What if I'd met someone else?" Styles says. He tries to make it teasing, but he really does want to know. Peter smirks. "I've told you 12 times, Styles. You're better than any of them. They'd bore you to tears. And they did." Styles has to laugh, because fuck, everyone he'd met while he was away really had been boring. Peter is never boring. Styles crawls into Peter's lap and tunes out the groans of the pack. Let them clear out if they don't want to see it. He's got a true love to kiss. This is the end. Thank you for listening.